five seniors here today, obviously highlighted by Kabir Muhammad's career high today, and their families are here as well. So we'll start with the questions, and go ahead.
Yeah, Ross, just getting this win and just everything kind of fell in your lap today, just being able to avoid the play-in game. Just how excited are you guys right now after that?
Yeah, I mean, Coach told us in the locker room we're supposed to have Indiana State, so we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, like you said, things kind of just went our way. But we knew we just had to control what we can control, which is win the game out there. And we took care of business today.
Were you guys ever aware that that happened?
I mean, we didn't know the Indiana State thing until after the game, though.
Kabir, just haven't seen you out there in a while, and just to come in and give that energy that you've always been able to give when you're out there and have success today, just how nice was it for you today?
I mean, it's all about staying ready for the moment. I mean, the last home game I wasn't here because I was a little sick, but today I'm, you know, back on the court and, you know, just trying to get the win with the guys.
For anybody who wants it, just how nice was it to see Kabir out there just kind of giving that to you guys?
It was really nice. He brought a lot of energy to our team, a lot of good rebounds, finishing in the post. It was senior night, so we definitely wanted to like go out with a bang our last home game, so it just felt really good.
Yeah, and just this group, you guys haven't been here too long. A lot of you have been playing together as much. Just how nice was it to have this performance all together just to end the season here at JQH?
It feels good because last year we as juniors we couldn't, you know, we didn't really help our seniors to get the win against Drake, and you know, getting this win against SIU, I mean, it feels great.
Keandre just talked about when you guys got taken out there at the end of the ovation and all that. What does that feel like as a senior, knowing that you've played your last game in front of the home crowd?
Oh, it was a really good feeling, a lot of mixed emotions, though. But just leaving our legacy out there and what we brought to the table and helped our team all year just felt really good for seniors tonight.
Ross, you've been here the longest. Just kind of what have these years meant to you and just having it come to an end here?
I mean, yeah, it's sad, but it's been a good time. It's been a crazy ride. Lots of ups, lots of downs, but it's been good.
Ross, how do you feel like you guys have grown as a team throughout this year?
We've definitely grown as a team. We realized when we started playing defense, things go your way. And so we really picked it up on the defensive end, and the wins come with the defense. So we like to win.
Lamont, just how are you guys feeling right now, if you can speak for everybody? Just kind of how are you guys feeling going into St. Louis?
I mean, we feel good. Obviously, the past couple games home, y'all seen what we did. We blew people out. So we confident about that, and we confident about our abilities. And we feel like really nobody can beat us.
How do you make sure that goes kind of on the road, neutral court?
Say that again?
How do you make sure that that goes on a neutral court now? How do you make sure that carries over from home?
We just got to play harder than another team.
Keandre, you know, as a senior, I know you know how important it is to take it one game at a time. You obviously want to go up there and win three games, but how important is it to stay focused and not move too far ahead?
We definitely focused. We definitely locked in. We didn't play Indiana State twice, so like we know what they can do, and we're just going to keep playing with energy, trying to play hard, play for each other.
Tulio, you've had some of the best games of your career against Indiana State. Just how excited are you to get another matchup with them?
I'm excited. Everybody's focused right now, so I'm just looking forward to go that Friday and just play hard.
Any other questions for the players?
Guys?
One more back.
Any of you guys can answer this, but what's the feeling like for you guys right now, knowing that this was your last time in JQH Arena, but you still have so much left to play?
Tuli, why don't you start?
No, correct.
It feels good knowing we went out on the right note with a big win today. But like you said, we're ready for Arch Madness, and we're playing as well as anybody, so anything can happen in 3 days. So.
Yeah. Does it even feel close to being over?
It doesn't feel close to being over because it's gone so fast, but
the job ain't done yet, for sure.
And then, I mean, the beginning of the season, you guys were predicted to get first, and I mean, even some of you guys said you guys were kind of surprised by that because you guys haven't played together, and now you guys are actually a team. Does that play into how you guys feel going into Arch Madness at all?
Look at me, bro.
Well, I think we're clicking. Guys are playing together. nobody's out there playing for themselves, and everybody's bought in. So that's what we want. The seeding doesn't matter. You still got to play the same amount of games as the first seed. So